People sometimes hear complaints about the government or the judicial system being slow. Congress often catches grief for being slow to create policy or slow to react to one thing or another. Remember how long the trial of O.J. Simpson lasted? Someone can be charged with murder or some other serious crime. They could be arrested for it today. The trial won't start for another year. Now, sometimes people will wonder, why does this take so long? Why are things moving so slowly? The snail's pace of the judicial system, it was set up by design. The founders of this country were brilliant. Instead of people tearing down statues of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson, they should be studying their mindset. Government is designed to move slow because it often takes a lot of time for the truth to be exposed. You need time for the heightened emotions to settle down. You need time to properly investigate what happened. Everyone in this country has the right to a proper defense. It takes time for lawyers to build a case to defend you. That's how it works in the legal system. Unfortunately, the opposite is true in the court of public opinion. We live in a society where people are quick to jump to conclusions. All it takes is one person or half a birthing person to make one accusation. Doesn't matter if it's true. Matter of fact, defense attorneys, they say all the time, the truth is a lousy defense. If the accusation's controversial or juicy enough, all it takes is one of them to ruin someone's career and reputation. I'm sure you guys have noticed, over the last 2 years, I have barely touched the Deshaun Watson situation. I think I might have talked about it once when all these allegations were piling on. Now, why have I left it alone? Because we don't know what happened. The mainstream media, they quickly jumped to the conclusion that Deshaun Watson was guilty. Over 20 women have accused him. There's no way he's not guilty. Oh, yeah? Remember when the entirety of the woke media was accusing BYU of mythical racism? Hundreds of media outlets ran with the story of Rachel Richardson. How'd that turn out? It ended up being false. Mike Tunnison, he was a successful freelance writer. He wrote for the Washington Post. He was the editor of a successful website, had a publishing deal with HarperCollins. But back in 2017, his name was included on the Shitty Media Men list. Now, this list was compiled from unvetted sources. It was anonymous women. Keyword, anonymous. Anonymous women. Accusing men in the media of sexual assault. Mike Tunnison was deemed guilty until proven innocent. The identification of his accusers never revealed. There's not one thimble of evidence against him. Mike Tunnison was essentially blackballed from the mainstream media. Today, he's working as a janitor at Dave & Buster's. Now, if you were to believe the media narrative, many people want to see the same thing happen to Deshaun Watson. He's never been convicted of a crime. Hell, he's never been charged with a crime. Which is why I still remain skeptical of all these allegations. You mean to tell me, after 2 years of investigations, no telling how many police departments across the country have looked into this, the entirety of the mainstream media investigating this story, and you mean to tell me they have not been able to find one criminal charge? Not one? Yesterday, Deshaun Watson stepped onto an NFL field for the first time in over 700 days. He was rusty. His performance was subpar, which was to be expected. But going into their game against the Texans, the talk in the media had nothing to do with football. Leave it to ESPN to treat the return of Deshaun Watson like some fucking daytime soap opera. The person responsible for delivering the message, in my mind, came from an unexpected source, Samantha Ponder. We cover a lot of the woke bullshit from the women of ESPN extensively here on the channel. Fake NFL analyst Mina Kimes sharing her fairy tale battles of dealing with mythical misogyny in the media. The same Mina Kimes who was only given a job at ESPN because she was a woman. Elle Duncan, Malika Andrews, Sarah Spain. There are plenty of women at ESPN capable of chopping the head off the woke wiener. There were plenty of candidates available that could have delivered an impassioned speech against a man who has never been charged with a crime. ESPN decided to go with Sam Ponder, host of NFL Countdown. Now, I don't understand why this speech was even necessary. Maybe ESPN thought they had to do damage control. Yesterday morning, Adam Schefter wrote an article for ESPN stating that Deshaun Watson had been showing signs of progress. What the hell does that even mean? Sounds like language your parole officer is using from the halfway house you're living in, or what the rehab tells your spouse as they're detoxing you off opiates. Whatever the case may be, Sam Ponder delivered an emotional, teary-eyed speech yesterday morning. She couldn't hold back the tears. She was in so much pain. The anguish was too much to bear. She couldn't stand the fact that after an unofficial 2-year suspension and an official 11-game suspension, after paying a $5 million fine, after having his reputation forever tarnished, Sam Ponder could not understand why Deshaun Watson was allowed back in the NFL. I just don't get it. 24 women have accused him of the same thing. How is this toxic masculinity being allowed to get his job back? Watch for yourself.
Fans, now what? We are in uncharted territory. There have been star quarterbacks accused of criminal behavior before, accused of inappropriate acts, but not like this. When I first heard the early accusations, I'll admit I didn't believe it. I've known Deshaun Watson since his freshman year at Clemson, hugged his mom, interviewed him many times, and considered him a friend. I've only personally experienced him as kind, humble, and loving. And if I kept a list of players least likely to do something terrible, he would have been at the top. But as is always the case, those genuine feelings are judicially irrelevant because I have absolutely no clue what this man has done in private. I don't know how he treats women when no one else is around and none of us do. So we have a clear but uncomfortable choice to make, one the Cleveland Browns already made with their money. Is he a conniving predator or a sympathetic victim? A wolf in sheep's clothing or prey to manipulative liars who only see dollar signs? Are we privileged enough to not really have to think about it? Unaffected enough to just move on and cheer as long as he serves his purpose to win games and generate profit, right? He missed 11 weeks and paid a fine. He has not been convicted of anything and he vehemently maintains his innocence.
First of all, she said star quarterbacks, and I'll go ahead and add other NFL players, have been accused of inappropriate behavior before and allowed to re-enter the league. But then she follows up with, not like this. Oh, this is as bad as it gets. Did you forget about Ray Lewis? Ray Lewis was accused of murder. Not one murder, but two. The white suit that he was wearing the night of the incident, never found. He eventually cooperated with police, had his charges reduced to obstruction of justice. You know how many games Ray Lewis missed? Zero. Greg Hardy was accused of beating the shit out of his girlfriend. They had photo evidence of her injuries. Greg Hardy was suspended 4 games. Michael Vick was convicted of running a dog fighting ring. What he did was absolutely disgusting. Michael Vick went to prison, served his time. The NFL welcomed him back with open arms. And to his credit, Michael Vick has completely changed his life. And look, I'm not saying all this is right. What I'm saying, there have been worse allegations with lesser punishments. After claiming she's known Deshaun Watson personally for years, after claiming that she did not believe the accusations against him initially, Sam Ponder says, I have absolutely no clue what this man does in private. Translation, I don't know what the hell happened, which is exactly my point. We don't know what happened. It has been 2 years, and there are still more questions than answers. So, who is Sam Ponder to judge? What is the NFL supposed to do? Are they supposed to keep Deshaun Watson off the field indefinitely or until there's more clarity with his case? There may never be more clarity. More than likely, we will never know what really happened. It's been 2 years. At some point, Deshaun Watson should be given back his right to make a living. Sam Ponder claimed that we are now faced with an uncomfortable choice to make. We have to decide. Is Deshaun Watson a predator or a victim? No, we don't. It is not my responsibility to decide the status of Deshaun Watson. It's not my responsibility to judge his actions, especially when we don't know. You know what my responsibility was yesterday? I looked at that game against the Texans, saw the Browns were 8-point favorites on the road. It was my responsibility to decide whether they could cover the number. It's not my responsibility to decide who's the victim and who's the predator. That responsibility falls to the judicial system. It has nothing to do with being privileged enough to not think about it. It has everything to do with the fact I don't have the information to make the judgment, and neither does Sam Ponder or ESPN. I am not defending Deshaun Watson. And look, I have no issues with Sam Ponder. Just to be clear, Sam Ponder is not a confirmed shitfuck. She's actually being criticized online for blasting Deshaun Watson while wearing what the wanker spankers call sexually provocative clothing. It's not like she was on set in a bikini. She was wearing a dress. I've gotten to the point with ESPN where I don't know what's real or what's fake. That message yesterday could have came straight from the heart of Sam Ponder. Or it could have come straight from the non-binary pink-haired producer who scrolled the words across a teleprompter. Perhaps it was nothing but an award-winning performance by Sam Ponder. I don't know. What I do know, over 20 women have accused Deshaun Watson and not one criminal charge has been filed. In this country, we are often quick to accuse and slow to forgive, when it should be the other way around. But that doesn't make for interesting media headlines. That doesn't generate money for the mainstream media. There were no protests outside the stadium in Houston yesterday. There was no fake outrage. Seems to me everyone has moved on from this situation with Deshaun Watson, except, of course, the mainstream media, who will not let it go. But let me know what you think. Sam Ponder gives an emotional speech on Deshaun Watson. Was this real or another staged performance from ESPN? Should Deshaun Watson have been allowed back into the NFL? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.